You're listening to SBS News.
A truck is loaded with debris and rotten furniture in West Ballina, a town in northern New South Wales, as the state's Rural Fire Service works beside locals to clean up the town. Hundreds of trucks like it are being packed with belongings ruined in the floods in the northern rivers. Accommodation remains a critical issue, with thousands of homes now assessed as unfit to be lived in and evacuation orders still in force around the Hawkesbury and Sydney. Premier Dominic Perrottet says he's aware of the need.
We don't want them to just go back to a house. We want them to go back to a home. The clean-up is well underway, not just here in Hawkesbury, but also in the northern rivers. Around 4,000 tonnes of debris a day is being collected. There are around 100 trucks on the ground.
They're also cleaning up in southeast Queensland. The Port of Brisbane is now back to operating 24 hours a day, but Maritime Safety Queensland General Manager Kel Dillon says there is a lot of rubbish to be retrieved from the Brisbane River.
A lot of stuff to still come out of the river yet. Some's hard, some's easier than others, of course, so we've got to the easier stuff on the surface and the more accessible stuff. But getting it all off the bottom is quite a task.
Defence personnel are now out in force. Task Force Commander Major General David Tomei says over 7,000 people are deployed, helping with rubbish collection and ensuring supplies reach communities that remain cut off by floodwaters. The Major General says extra help is also arriving for Queensland.
And today the US Navy ship will be arriving. That's USS Frank Cable will arrive today into Brisbane, and from tomorrow 50 sailors from that ship will support the Queensland community in response to the floods.
As clean-up efforts continue, state and federal governments are offering disaster payments to affected residents, and other groups are pitching in as well. The Red Cross just held a telethon to raise money for flood victims, and the Commonwealth Bank has announced a $2 million flood relief fund. All of this will go some way to help communities get back on their feet. But anger remains about the time it took for officials to help them and who should have been responsible. In one example, it has been reported that helicopter pilots, who were paid by the state government to be on standby for emergencies, were either not used or sent to the wrong places where there was no flooding. Dominic Perrottet has ordered an independent review into what went wrong.
I don't want to have anybody in our state feel that they were isolated or abandoned. And we will look through that. And I think that there are many lessons come from it. But unless you actually do that honest assessment, you're not going to put yourself in a position where you can actually act and make changes. And I think there's certainly time now to do a proper review as we move through and make the changes that are necessary.
The review will also look at the New South Wales government's dealings with the Australian Defence Force. Defence contacted the New South Wales State Emergency Services on the 25th of February, before the downpours began, to offer assistance in preparing for the looming so-called rain bomb. But the SES said no. It then began requesting ADF support on the 27th of February. New South Wales Emergency Services Minister Steph Cook has told 2GB Radio no one realised at first how bad it was going to get.
The operational discussions are something that was certainly had in the lead up to our formal request or the formal request made by the SES on the 27th. And then the 28th, as you've mentioned, and then again on the 4th of March.
So you'd have to acknowledge, though, in hindsight, it was a mistake to say no on February 25.
Well, the predictions from the bomb were far exceeded. And on the 25th, the focus was very much on the unfolding events in Queensland.
The federal coalition is also coming in for some criticism. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has spent the last few days standing by his decisions on the flood emergency and initial refusal to order in defence personnel. He appeared on television on Sunday telling Channel 9 that local communities are always the first line of defence.
We moved as quickly as the defence forces and the agencies can. But I understand the frustration, because in a disaster like I have seen up in Lismore, no response is ever going to be able to meet the overwhelming need. And the first response always comes from the community, Chris. It always comes from the community. And then it comes from the SES, and then the ADF comes and supports that.
Calls are now growing for a wide-ranging inquiry into what the federal government did to prepare for and protect against the flooding. The Emergency Leaders for Climate Action Group, made up of 37 experienced former emergency management officials, say volunteers and professionals do the best they can on the front lines, but governments need to take a wider responsibility, especially on the issue of climate change. The former long-serving Commissioner of Fire and Rescue New South Wales, Greg Mullins, has told the ABC experts repeatedly tried to warn the government to get ready.
This is reminiscent of Black Summer. We tried from April 2019 to warn Prime Minister Morrison about a bushfire calamity. We weren't listened to. They laughed at the idea that climate change might be involved. Now they're acknowledging it, and they must take action on emissions, because the Royal Commission that the Morrison government called said that if we don't take action on emissions, we're going to be doomed to a future of what we're seeing now, and even worse.
As the various levels of government defend their flood responses, the personal cost of natural disasters is being counted. Queensland Treasurer Cameron Dick says that in this latest flood event, those that survived have lost even more than the homes they live in.
Now, a lot of Queenslanders are putting their lives back together now. Some of them are getting on with their life, but others are still recovering, cleaning out their property, their business. Some of them are still throwing away some deeply held memories that they had, particularly their photos and other things, personal possessions that cannot be recovered or restored.
Deborah Grook, SBS News.